So, first stop, Nepal, right?
Yes.
Excitement soared through my limbs. My first time there.
And after that?
Who knows? For once, the thought of no fixed plan was exhilarating. Wherever I feel like going next, I guess. Hugo tapped his thigh nervously.
But you're definitely going to meet up with me in Corsica in 3 months, right?
I always keep my word. And I was saving the best of my trip for last.
Great,
Hugo said, still tapping his thigh.
That's great.
For some reason, he was lacking his usual ease. As we pulled up to the curb at JFK, anticipation bubbled in my veins. The passport in my hand felt like a skeleton key ready to escort me into myriad new experiences. How could I have waited so long to feel this again?
Oh,
he said, flustered.
I can't believe I almost forgot.
He reached into the back seat and retrieved a paper bag.
I got you something for your trip.
The liberal use of sticky tape and asymmetrical folds of the wrapping paper tugged a familiar heartstring, as did the contents of the package. A leather-bound notebook featuring the word adventures written on the spine. I welcomed the spring of tears to my eyes. I'd only ever mentioned the notebooks once to Hugo. This must be what it feels like to be really seen by someone. Thank you, I said, stroking its smooth cover.
It's perfect. My pleasure.
He slid his hands in his pockets and looked down at his feet.
I'm really going to miss hanging out with you, Clover.
To be missed by two people. That felt almost unbelievable. Flipping the notebook open, I saw a handwritten inscription flowing across the bottom of the first page.
Here's to living a life with fewer regrets, Hugo.
Amid the impatient honking, yelled farewells, and general chaos of the JFK departures drop-off, I heard a chorus of familiar voices urging me forward. Be cautiously reckless. The hummingbird's wings fluttered beneath my ribs. With a deep breath, I stood on tiptoes and put my hand to Hugo's cheek, looking him confidently in the eye. And my second first kiss was exactly what I imagined it would be.